told me that.
That's terrible.
That hurt. very special guest joining us. His name is not Joe, but it's a very interesting name. I like it. It's Bertrand.
I was hoping your name was going to be Joe.
No, his name
not.
Is Bertrand. Bertrand. I like it. Weber. Bertrand Weber, the director of Culinary and Wellness Services, joining us to talk about everything culinary with Minneapolis Public Schools. Good morning, Bertrand. How are you?
Good morning. Just call me Joe.
Right, yeah, because your name is very, very unique, I would say. But I like it. I'll call you Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about a bit about the Culinary and Wellness Department with Minneapolis Public Schools. I hear you have some great food.
We do. Well, let me tell you a little bit about who we are. So Culinary and Wellness Services is the department within Minneapolis Public Schools that services all of the school's food needs. So we make breakfast, lunch, supper, snack, after school snacks, catering function, you name it, we can provide it for both students as well as the community. And we, if you think about it, we are the largest franchise in the Twin Cities. So I have 66 restaurants across Minneapolis. Actually, it's not even the Twin Cities. I have 66 restaurants across Minneapolis.
Wow.
And each restaurant specializes with a very customized customer base. So we have some amazing schools that we customize our food for our elementary kids. We have high schools. So you're true. We make some amazing food. We have some very, very strict standards in what we serve our kids. We go out of our way to make sure that everything we serve our kids throughout the city is absolutely the best top quality food, because we feel that's one of our moral obligations, to ensure those kids have the best they can have to succeed, to strive and succeed.
Mm-hmm. You need a good meal to start off your day and to get through your day. How many meals do
you know?
You
really do. Sometimes people don't think of it as food, as something that's necessary. And I said, you know what? You don't think of breathing as something that you think about, but try not to breathe and see what happens. Try not to eat, see what happens. So to answer your question, we do about close to 22,000 lunches. We do about 12,000 breakfasts. And then suppers is around 3,000 plus some snacks. So close to about 50,000 meals per day. So it's not your grandma lunch lady. This is a big business.
I like the way you put that.
With that bag on her head, it's not her.
Yeah. The net. The netting on your head. Yeah.
The net. You know, I'm just trying to understand and remember. Do you remember having supper at school? I don't remember having. He said breakfast, lunch, and supper.
No.
Yeah. So supper is. It's geared towards what it's called CACFP, which is a program that is designed to provide supper, and sometimes there it's late afternoon, for schools that have enrichment program, and then this way we can provide kids with necessary nutrients while they're doing their enrichment program. And that could be sports, that could be after school activities, it could be homework. It could be a special, science project. So this way it really helps those kids. And that's only tailored to specific schools.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's really good. So you had a visit from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. What did you hope to learn from his recent visit to Minneapolis Public Schools Central Kitchen? That's a huge deal.
So I'm going to turn that one around. They came to learn from us. How about that?
All right.
So
somebody needs to recognize.
Excuse me.
We have a really a neat kind of hybrid program. Our central kitchen makes specific foods that's sent to schools. And if you think about, I'm just gonna, if you go to some like a Chipotle restaurant, some of their beef and pork products come to them from a central kitchen, and it's cooked in a sous vide process, where as we will braise meat for a long time, and then we'll send it to the school, and there'll be a burrito bar. Or we make tomato soup for all of the schools, and then the schools will make a grilled cheese sandwich and serve the tomato soup. So we manufacture our own food. Mm-hmm. The other thing that is different, and we have a very, very robust farm-to-school program, where we purposely and outreach to small emerging farmers, and then we partner with them and contract with them to service to grow food for our kids, which is unusual for a district our size. So we will source close to $500,000 from small emerging farmers 15 to 20 miles from the Twin Cities. So we have, for example, we have a farmer down in Northfield that an entire field of carrot grows just for our kids in Minneapolis.
Wow. Mm.
So USDA was really fascinated by how we're able to do this, and that was one of the reasons they came and visited. And then we had a roundtable discussion, because they're about to introduce new guidelines for schools that even elevate the quality of food. And they wanted to hear from us and others. So we invited 8 other school districts, as well as manufacturers. We're blessed in Minnesota. We have so many food manufacturers right in our backyard. So we had Jennie-O, we had Cargill, we had General Mills, we had Hormel's. We were all around a table just brainstorming, how do we continue to do better for our kids? So it was fascinating.
That's very fascinating. Bertrand Weber, Director of Culinary and Wellness Services with Minneapolis Public Schools. Tell us, Bertrand, how can listeners, we're out of time, but just quickly, how can listeners incorporate local fresh foods into their diets every day? Because it's a struggle sometimes. You just want to go, you're busy. How can we do better at that?
It is. I think you got to think of food really as something that nourishes you, and don't look at it as just as cheap fuel. And I know we can't do that in Minnesota, and we're almost out of time year-round. But, you know, support your local farmers market. Support your local shop, because they're the one who usually source locally. And not only is it helping them, but it's helping you, because it really nourishes your body so much better than getting stuff from, you know, from across the country or other countries in general.
Good stuff. Well, Bertrand Weber, thank you so much for your time. Director of Culinary and Wellness Services. I'm telling you, I've always heard that Minneapolis Public School has really good food. I'm just getting like hungry talking to
Well, join us for lunch. Us for lunch.
Okay. I might just do that. might just have to do that. But thank you so much. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Good talking to you this morning.
You too. I'm seriously.